Well, over the Christmas period, almost all of us want to be relaxing with family and friends. But at the same time, we do expect that others will be on hand to serve us and to feed us. Over the weekend, United Voice, which is the union representing many hospitality workers, released this ad as part of their campaign against moves to reduce weekend and holiday penalty rates.
This Boxing Day, I won't be at home with my family and I won't be here at the MCG watching the cricket. I work here as a chef and I'll be working hard on Boxing Day to make sure those people with the day off have a great feed and a good time. I miss out on a lot by working on Boxing Day, which is why I think people like myself should be paid weekend and public holiday rates.
So how do we resolve this contradiction between our demands as workers and our needs as consumers? The Productivity Commission has attempted to answer this question. It recently said we should focus more on the latter and reduce penalty rates for some weekend periods. But at what cost? Professor Peter Gayen is the founder and director of the Centre for Workplace Leadership at the University of Melbourne. Peter, is this contradiction between all of us wanting to live in a 24/7 society but also not wanting to work 24/7 resolvable?
Well, to some degree it's not, Sarah. It's not as if there are one group of us who are the consumers and one group of us who are the workers or employees. We're both at the same time. But typically, I suppose, when we think about being a consumer, we tend not to think about the other side of ourselves as workers and vice versa. And in the process, we take into account different needs, weight them differently and expect different outcomes as a consequence without fully thinking through, I reckon, what the consequences might be for the other identity. So they're always to a degree in tension, at least with each other. And it's a really tricky one to resolve.
The Productivity Commission wants to abolish the higher penalty rates for Sundays and bring them down to Saturday levels. What are the implications for us as a community if we go down this path?
Well, the report that the Commission produced as part of its review of the Fair Work Act makes for interesting reading around penalty rates. And I suppose one of the constraints it's tried to deal with as in coming to some reasoned view about penalty rates is just the limited amount of evidence that it has. But there is some evidence, some of it old, some of it more contemporary. And what they conclude out of their review of that evidence is that for many people, there is a preference to have weekends off. So the majority of people would sort of say in surveys that they would prefer not to work weekends or at night time. But where they do have to, the evidence sort of indicates that for many people, they're able to adjust, if you like, their weekly routines in a way such that they're able to meet their family obligations, to engage in a range of other activities to a large degree. Not entirely are they able to compensate, if you like, for those things, but they do make some adjustments. The evidence suggests, nonetheless, that there are some significant downsides to a 24/7 type economy in terms of social interaction, engagement with the social side of ourselves. People do see their family less frequently when they have to work outside of standard hours. They're less engaged in community activities. They're less likely to volunteer and a range of other types of things. So what we would be buying into, in effect, is a very different type of a community and social engagement of the population of working people, particularly those working in those industries where that 24/7 economy typically works. So in hospitality, in retail, tourism, restaurants and catering and the like. Whereas in other sectors, in fact, the consumer demand isn't a 24/7 type driver of working hours. And those people working in those other industries, in those other types of jobs, would typically have a similar pattern to what we experience now. So you would end up with, if you like, two very different groups of people in terms of their ability to engage socially and in communal terms.
And what about evidence on the other side of the coin? Employer groups say moves to reform penalty rates will lead to more employment. Is there any evidence of that?
Well, I actually think the evidence here is equally ambiguous to the evidence relating to the effects on sort of people. We certainly know that if we have higher wage rates, then it tends to reduce the demand for labour. What we have, if you like, less evidence is to what extent there is that responsiveness of demand to those increases in wages. We have some evidence, and it would suggest that to a degree, the amount of labour that's required is pretty much going to be set in this case by consumer demand, so the scale of the operation and so on. And I think in this case, the evidence would sort of indicate there may be some responsiveness in terms of employment. So there may be some marginal effect in terms of increasing employment, but that will depend on consumer demand. There may be some impact on prices that we pay for consumer goods in retail, restaurants, hospitality, and so on. But again, it's likely at best to be pretty marginal. The most significant sort of consequence, therefore, will be that these types of businesses will be more profitable. So really, to a large extent, given that these businesses are not operating in an internationally competitive type environment, it would involve reducing wages for employees, and the Commission recognises that employees will be the biggest losers out of this whole sort of process, and there'll be benefits for employers in terms of higher profitability, and they would say that there would be benefits for consumers because it facilitates this 24-hour economy. So you've got different sort of consequences for effectively those three different groups of people who would benefit and lose out of the change.
Professor Peter Gahan, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
That was Professor Peter Gahan, founder and director of the Centre for Workplace Leadership at the University of Melbourne.